Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is a Doug Loves Movies shorty mini boner coming to you from, what kind of car is this, Graham?
Doug, we are in a delightful Ford Fusion, the new Ford Fusion. This car is amazing. It's got EcoBoost and it's got integrated. I just drove down from Nashville today.
What does EcoBoost mean?
It's a boost of eco. I guess it's Ford's new, like, fuel-efficient engine. They, like, have hybrids and these eco boosts. So it gets pretty good gas mileage, and it's a pretty powerful car. But it's got, like, I was in the car today for 4 hours, and I had it Bluetooth up my phone. Like, it's awesome. I was listening to the Pearl Jam station on satellite radio.
What do you mean it Bluetoothed your phone?
Oh, dude, I can talk. I can just press a button and I can talk through the sound system.
Oh, okay.
It's awesome. Like you
There's a plane landing on the highway.
There's a plane,
landing on the highway. Safe. Olympus has fallen. White House is down. Not since Volcano and Deep Impact and Dante's Peak and Armageddon have themes clashed
so hard.
So violently and so lamely. It's Friday, March 22nd, Two Oceans 13. We're in Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta.
And my guest slash driver of the vehicle is, of course, Graham Elwood. And you just had a fun show in Nashville?
Yeah, it was at Zany's in Nashville. And we had, a nice little contingent of the Palm Strike Army came out. It was good times.
A Palm Strike Conclave?
Yes.
They're celebrating the new Pope and Palm Strikes?
Yeah, so we released White Smoke when my first Palm Strike came down. And it was good. And a buddy of mine from the band Bone Ponies, Nick Nguyen, was there.
So okay, stop making things up.
I did The Simple Man, the Lynyrd Skynyrd cruise with Bone Pony. So, yeah, it was fun. I love Nashville. And then I went and saw Sister Hazel, who was on the rock boat that I just did. They were playing at a club downtown, the Wild Horse.
You're out of control.
It doesn't matter anymore. It's all coming together.
Since last I spoke and you listened, I did a Benson movie interruption of Cloud Atlas at Cine Family in L.A. Wow. With guests Matt Myra and Rob Hubel, and I'll play the opening from that show at the end of this, not really show, episode.
Sure.
Ep. We had an intermission, because, it's a long-ass movie.
Yes.
And what were your thoughts on it when you saw it, Graham?
I actually really liked Cloud Atlas. And, I liked the whole theme of it, really.
I think that the worst thing you could say about it is it was overly ambitious.
Yeah, and I
guess, and some of it comes off kind of silly because it's just ridiculous to have Asian people in white person makeup and vice versa.
Yeah, but that's the only way, though, you could tell, you could show these, you're showing the same person throughout history, basically. You're talking about karma and whatever. You could, if you had different actors, there would be no way to follow it at all. You had to be able to go, oh, I think that's Tom Hanks guy.
Well, I'm told the books are, or the book is just all the stories in a row with no, with you know, obviously allusions to the fact that it could be people, you know, repeating their lives or whatever, but, you know, that was the Wachowskis and Tom Twyker, I think, decided that, oh, it would be a good idea to have the same actor playing all the parts. So, like, in the case of Hugh Grant, he's just pretty much irredeemable in every in every role. He's just evil, which is fun to see Hugh Grant doing that. But he also was kind of like an extra. Like, he didn't really get that involved in any of the stories.
Yeah, I know.
Which was kind of weird. But you speak the true, Graham. Because that was what we had the biggest field day with, was that Halle Berry and Tom Hanks say true. They each say it several times.
Well,
and it's kind of silly.
They're both probably a little cray-cray, so I think we're helping.
For show. The next interruption at CineFam will be Beautiful Creatures on April 24th at 7:30, cinefamily.org for tickets. Did you even see Beautiful Creatures, Graham? Or do you even know what that is?
No, I have not seen Beautiful Creatures.
Terribly generic title, but, you know, it was like a young adult novel. Like, it's an attempt to cash in on the Twilight thing, but it's, I guess it's witches instead of vampires or whatever. So, that'll be fun. I'll be seeing it for the first time when we interrupt it. I also saw Somebody Up There Likes Me at CineFamily. It played there, like, for a week, and I caught the last show. And it's, like, a quirky... Like, I had a chance to see it at South by Southwest last year, and I didn't get to it. But it stars, and I guess he was probably involved, like, as a executive producer, or maybe it got made because he's in it. But Nick Offerman has a big part in it.
Cool.
And he's not as funny in it as he is on Parks and Rec, but he's still pretty funny. And I'd heard a lot of negative things about it, and so I went in with low expectations and was pleasantly surprised by a lot of it.
Well, you're speaking the true.
Doug Loves Movies Sunday here in Atlanta at the Punchline is sold out. But I think a few seats remain for the stand-up show tomorrow. And then next weekend, Graham and I will be doing 4 stand-up shows plus 1 Doug Loves Movies on which Graham might appear. The guests are always the secret. I might push him out for some cast of Portlandia might be around.
Yeah,
which is 2 people.
Yeah,
so.
I might just go to a food truck that day, and you'll never see.
Maybe
him
Kyle MacLachlan will be in town
because
he's the mayor. What was my point? Oh, the next weekend, Graham and I will be doing 4 stand-up shows, plus the Douglas movies, I already said that, at Helium Comedy Club in Portland. And then on April 3rd, Graham and I will be doing a Q&A after a screening of Greatest Movie Ever Rolled, Grammar, at the Friars Club Comedy Film Festival.
Come on
to
that.
The Y to the C.
Yeah, it'll be the first time that I will have seen a full edited version of this film. I saw a 30-minute rough cut a year ago, and that's it. So
yeah, you're in for quite a surprise. There's a lot of Graham Elwood nudity that you didn't know we were filming.
Man, when I was sleeping.
A lot of cock shots.
Nice.
And
I guess I shouldn't have worn a kilt.
Yeah, I mean, you saw the part that was probably the most revealing. You've seen the road rage sequence. And oh, it makes me laugh so hard.
Because
you really see a car bearing down on us, like they are going to hit us.
Yeah.
It's all real.
Yeah.
And then of course I'm too high to care and you're too not high to let it go. And it's delightful.
And I had just filed divorce papers 2 days before we went on.
Well, yeah, that's a... we should have maybe mentioned that in the movie, that you were running around the country being stupid under difficult circumstances. But that doesn't... Other than that incident, and it makes sense you get mad, because 2 different cars practically slam into us and honk at us. So, anyway, no more spoilers.
go to chill.com. Over 2,000 people have done it already, so why haven't you? What are you waiting for?
Hashtag GMER.
Mm-hmm.
Can I plug some dates?
At the end of the episode, you know how this works, Graham.
Damn it.
I know you like to get in your plugs early, because you know people don't listen to the whole thing. You're just getting over a cold.
All right, GrahamElwood.com. What were you saying?
Yeah, that's really, I mean, that's how I am, DougLovesMovies.com. Like, whenever you're on somebody else's podcast and there's no time for plugs, or you don't remember your plugs,
right,
just go GrahamElwood.com.
I just like
DougLovesMovies.com.
I think it's funny, though, there's still people that come up after we do shows together, and they're like, wow, you're not how I expected you'd look. And I'm like, you've been listening to me on this show for so long and never thought to just Google my name? Just to see.
You're not anything I expected. I expected an asshole. I expected you to look like a jerk.
Well, yeah, they think I'm like, one guy said, wow, I thought you were like some 50, 60 year old dude.
What?
Like, they're like, I kind of expect you to look like Eddie Pepitone. I'm like, well,
wait a minute. That is, you have a lot more energy than him, but I loved his movie, the movie about him, Bitter Buddha. It's fun.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Okay, shall we play a game?
Let us do that.
Well, we're barreling towards the hotel. Traffic's good.
Yeah.
Moving along just fine. So we'll try to get in a good one. The one on the last car episode was a what critics like to call a non-starter. we added like two titles to the. So let's start with, since we are in Atlanta, the grandmother and grandfather of all Atlanta-based productions, Gone with the Wind.
Wow.
Although, I don't even know if they shot any of it in Atlanta.
All right.
It takes place in Atlanta. So, you need ends with Gone or begins with Wind.
Wind Talkers.
Oh. I like it.
How about it, buddy? Didn't see that. Nick Cage vehicle.
Talkers isn't probably the beginning of the title. Talkers. Scott Aukersman? Talkers. That might be a blocker, but Kers could be turned into something. Oh.
Come on, buddy.
Curse of the Jade Scorpion.
Oh my god. Flimsy.
Walkers.
Wow.
Walkers. Graham.
That is so weak.
Walkers.
There's no way I would be given that much slack.
Of the Jade Scorpion. Yeah, you would.
Right.
I like those when they, you know, when you don't have to completely mangle it. Curse.
All right.
But I also didn't want to add to Gone, because it's not fair, because I knew what the first title was, so, do you have anything that ends with Gone or begins with Scorpion?
Gone, Baby, Gone.
Uh-huh. Scorpion King, do you have anything that that ends with Gone or begins with King?
Okay, so what's the full title right
gone,
now?
Gone, Baby, Gone with the Wind Talk Curse of the Jade Scorpion King.
Scorpion Kingmaker.
Kingmaker? What's that?
A film. King and I. Hulk Hogan, King and I.
King and I, Robot.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Ends with Gone, begins with Robot.
Or Bot. Or
Bot.
Bot.
Barton.
Boom, boom, boom. Shit. So what is it again? It's Gone.
Ends with Gone. You're the one that said Gone, Baby, Gone.
Yeah, I know. Set up my own roadblock.
Yeah, and Robot.
Aragon.
Oh, nice.
Boom.
Yeah,
era gone, baby, gone with the wind talkers of the Jade Scorpion King, and I robot. I robot bottle rocket.
Oh, you son of a bitch!
But rocket's a pretty easy
yeah,
one.
I roll Rocket Man.
Rocket Man of La Mancha.
You asshole. La
Mancha.
La Mancha La Bamba.
What? La Bamba?
Yeah, La Mancha La Bamba.
That doesn't make any sense. That's just adding La Bamba to something. The Godfather, La Bamba.
La Bamba, gone, baby, gone.
So you got Aragon.
And La Mancha.
Yeah, so you're fucked.
La Mancha.
That was a good one, though. Aragon, baby, gone, with the wind talk curse of the Jade Scorpion.
Connection. And, La Mancha Chinese Connection. Bruce Lee movie.
Chinese?
Chinese Connection. If I had a thick accent, like Bruce Lee does, he was from Hong Kong.
That's how they say it?
Bods, don't hit back.
It was a good run, Graham.
Oh, you cockfucked. La Mancha.
We did all right.
Chan. La Mancha.
I know you have a lot of plugs you want to get in.
While I'm thinking, La Mancha.
Cha-Cha-Cha, the movie.
La Mancha.
It was this sequel to Dirty Dancing.
La Mancha. La Mancha.
Rule.
Charlotte's Web.
La Mancha, Charlotte's Web.
Yeah.
La Mancha, Charlotte's Web.
La Mancha, Charlotte's Web. Aragon.
Yeah, that
era.
You really boned yourself with that
era.
One. The end of an era
end
gone.
Era.
Eric.
Oh, Tora gone.
Wow.
Boom! Daddy's in business. GrahamElwood.com.
Oh. All right, well, I'll put it in front of Tora Creatora.
All right.
So you need something that ends in create for creatora or begins with mancha.
Oh, the creator.
Huh? That's what I said, creator.
Right, exactly. So I'm just saying that was a good choice.
Creatora, tora, tora, gon. Toraragon. Tora, tora, toraragon. Maybe gone with the wind talk curse of the Jade Scorpion King and I robot Dole Rocket Man of La Mancha.
La Mancharian candidate. Oh yeah.
La Manchur, not La Manchar.
La Mancharian candidate. Again, whatever read you have, I'm talking about regional dialects here.
All right, like I said, we had a good run. Nothing's at stake. We gotta make sure we get your plugs in. Aren't we almost there?
We're getting close. That was a fun one.
What do you got to plug?
Well, I will be headlining the Helium in Portland March 28th. Thursday.
Oh, interesting. You should maybe stick around for the rest of the weekend if you can.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, see if you can arrange something.
I might have to fly back. You never know. I might have that thing. I understand. And I'll also be headlining the improv in Hollywood Friday, April 12th.
Ooh, I'll come by and do a little spot on that.
Doug, you're going to do a little time. Chris Mancini will be there. Baron Vaughn. Laura House, I think. Good show.
Fun.
Yes.
And you and I will be in Phoenix on Saturday, April 13th, the next day, for two shows at Stand Up Live. And we'll, you know, like we always do, if it's stand up, bring your name tags, and we will play the Leonard Maltin game at the end with audience members against Graham. And keep in mind that, like, a fancy comedy club like Stand Up Live does not allow outside food or drink. So if you try to bring in a beverage or let's say a gluten-free item that is your name tag, you may be hassled, because I can't I can't get these clubs to tell the entire staff that's used to rules like no food or drink right. to just lift that rule for this occasion. So either sneak it in or make your name tag something that's not food.
So sneak in the gluten-free stuff is what Doug is saying.
That's what I'm saying. If you want to appeal to Graham and you want to give him some gluten-free garbage.
Vegan, gluten-free, you have a strong probability of getting chosen. Unless you give me an actual samurai sword.
Which is also maybe something they may not, like weaponry may not be allowed in your typical comedy club. So just, you know, be aware of that. I had a guy, you know, contact me about, he actually called the club and said, can I bring some gluten-free something or whatever? And they told him no. And I'm telling you, you know, be smart about it. Do you call a movie theater or do you ask as you're walking in the front door, hey, can I take all this food in? No, you put it in your purse. Your man purse?
Yeah.
Or under an armpit? You know, like if you're wearing a jacket, stick it under your armpit? Just don't make a big deal out of it. Whip it out when the time comes.
Yeah.
When it's time for name tags.
Put it in a balloon and mule it up your rectum like a heroin dealer?
Oh, you would totally pick a name tag that was previously in someone's rectum.
Yes.
You love that kind of shit.
What did you just say again?
You love that kind of shit. You got to rest that voice, dude.
Oh, that is true.
You got some big shows coming up.
Yeah.
And enjoy, everybody. Thank you, Graham. Enjoy, everybody, this brief recording from last night at Cinema Family. And as always, all the characters played by Hugh Grant in Cloud Atlas is a shithead.
True.
Thank you, Adrian.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, man. It's 7:51. So we're going to be done at about 11. But I insisted that we have an intermission during Cloud Atlas, which will, if you're good at knowing how long reels tend to last, it'll be after the fifth reel. And there will be four more reels to go. After the intermission. But I heard a rumor that there's going to be milk and cookies. That has nothing to do with the movie Cloud Atlas. I don't think. Maybe it does. I've seen this movie a couple of times. Because I saw it in the theater, and then they sent me a screener, and then I just left it on a loop in my apartment for like 2 or 3 days. And I just watched parts of it go, really? Oh, man, this is... I can't believe this movie. But the first time I saw it, I was irked by the length, annoyed by some of the stories that they're telling, but then, by gum, by the end of it, I was like, I'm on board with Cloud Atlas. I'm a fan of what they've achieved. Whatever it is. And the first part of the end credits brought complete joy to me, because, and you'll find out why in 3 hours. And then the end credits, the crawl of all the tech people and all the cast takes about 12 to 14 minutes. So we're going to just turn the house lights up, and you diehard cinephiles just sit there and just read away. But everybody else that has a job or something, feel free to get out of here. Please help me in welcoming my co-interrupters for this evening, two of my favorites, Matt Myra and Rob Hubel. Of course, got that mic on the couch. There's one on the couch. There you go. Oh, wait. We leave that one.
I'm sorry.
You got to do them in order. Matt, pass yours to Rob. Rob, put that one on that couch. We're going to have a late arrival. There you go. You take that one.
Check. Boom.
Wow, you guys are a great soundcheck team.
Does anyone have a spare one of those neck pillows? Those airline sleeping pillows?
It's kind of rude to say as you slink into a comfortable couch. Some people are sitting back there on a pike.
Does anybody have one of those little foot massager things?
That's why I suggested we have an intermission tonight, is for the people that are in.
Yeah, I'm just bummed out. My favorite reel is Reel 6, so I'm going to be really bummed out. I've not seen this.
That's what I've heard. That's Matt Myra, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear it for Matt. On mic number 3. And then I guess I should be testing my mic during this part too.
What is this movie?
We have wireless mics now.
To be fair,
I'm sure it's going to be flawless. This is the execution of the first time we have wireless mics.
I want to be clear that the mic I'm holding is actually labeled mic 14.
All right. And I've got mic 13.
When is... Whoa, shit.
See, I had a feeling this would happen, and I almost said, can we just stick with the cordless mics for another night, and you guys can spend the proper amount of time working this shit out? Because 3 hours of us having bad mics is going to be really annoying. It's probably the worst one for us to have mic issues.
That would be the best.
Good mic timing. Yeah, okay. Depends on how you look at it. So, and Rob Hubel, you have also not seen this movie.
I don't know what this movie is about. I have no idea.
It's about 2 hours and 44 minutes.
Is this the one about the airline pilot that's an alcoholic?
No, this is the one that's about an unexpected journey that the audience takes.
I'm going to be so pissed if someone's just flipping through a cloud atlas.
Yeah, that's why it wasn't successful. It was just a dude reading an atlas.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Oh, and my friend Andy Wood is going to be showing up here in a second. And when he does, he'll be in that fourth couch down there.
I'm just excited because this is the movie that brought to my attention the term yellow face. I had no idea it was a thing, but I read about it. It's when you pretend to be Asian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens in this movie. It's crazy, the characters that each actor plays, it's quite amusing.
Should I go to the bathroom?
Do you really need to?
I have to go number 2.
I forget, is it like a long opening title sequence with no action?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. I mean, of course, feel free to go at any point during the movie. Like, there's like 7 intertwining stories. So if one story is particularly less interesting to you, that'd be a good time for a shit break.
I don't really have to poo. I am wearing a catheter.
Perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest movie that Adrian has ever seen.
Now it's time for them to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room